It's great to be able to have a good news story here today. We currently employ 66 at this facility, and there's been an investment of 10 million euro to date. So we've laid out a kind of visionary investment and expansion plan that will take us to 2020, and we're looking to create 540 high-skilled jobs, and the plan is to invest a further 25 million in development the centre here in Dunloe.
And what led to the development?
Randox Charnta started here in 2008, and then they bought the facility outright in 2011. And gradually we've got key staff and strategic positions, and things are developing very well. So I think the Randox Group in general are very happy with how things are going.
Is it, given the nature of the jobs, most likely that you'll have to import the workforce as opposed to creating jobs within the local community?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of both. You know, if we broadly break down the jobs, we're looking to create 180 jobs for scientists and engineers. We're looking to create 270 manufacturing positions and then 90 additional positions in sales, marketing, office staff, etc. So there's a broad spectrum of staff. Obviously, some of the positions are highly skilled, but in terms of the makeup of the staff we have in similar positions at the moment, most of them are from the local area, although we do have people from further afield. We have people from Galway, Dublin, Sligo, etc. So a mixture, but I'd be hopeful that we can recruit, I suppose, locally from the area, but also to reach out to people who have moved away from the area and perhaps would like to return home.
And we're talking there about people perhaps who are experts in this field that maybe had to go abroad to find work.
Yeah, so if I take my own situation, you know, I'm a scientist, obviously, by trade, and I had worked away in the UK for 10 years. I had resigned myself to living away from home, and, you know, that was just a fact of life for me. As I grew older, I thought it would be nice to come home, but I wouldn't have sacrificed my career to do so. But I was fortunate to get the opportunity to come back, have a fulfilling career, and also to be able to live where I'm originally from. So I suppose that's an example for people who are currently living away from home that it is possible. And we know this area has been very hard hit in terms of immigration, recession, etc. So, you know, it's nice to have some good news for people who maybe are living away from home and would like to return home. And also it's good for, we'd be hoping that, you know, we'll encourage people to relocate to the area as well. You know, we can offer high quality of life and a fulfilling career here. So it's a combination of factors we hope will lead to the filling of the positions.
And that's a good point, isn't it? Because it's not necessarily, even if all of the jobs aren't filled within the local community, if people are living here and spending their money here, rising tide lifts all boats.
Absolutely. I think that's a critical point here. We've been devastated by immigration. We've lost a lot of jobs here, and, you know, if people come into the community, you know, perhaps families, young people, you know, they're earning a reasonable salary, and then they're spending the money within the local businesses. So I think we should look at the broader picture and view that as a very positive thing for the local area.
And this represents a major investment on behalf of the company. Are the state agencies or the government, do they have to step up to the plate as well? Does your business require perhaps, you know, better broadband or better access?
Yeah, so all these things are important. We've enjoyed a very good relationship with Údaráis na Gaeilge up till now, and we're very grateful for the guidance and support, and we'll continue to work with them and the various state agencies to try and fulfil our goals. The things you alluded to in terms of yes, this is something that we've been working on and we'll continue to work on. We do face logistical issues, but overall we feel that, you know, the advantages can outweigh the, you know, there are some obvious disadvantages, but, you know, we've kind of set up where we are at the moment as a test case. We have a staff of 66 people and things are progressing very well. We're developing new tests for common diseases like Alzheimer's, chronic kidney disease, and various cancer subtypes. And this investment in job creation will help us to bring these tests to market and tests that are really urgently required.